You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And as that part of our Wednesday when we do our executive lounge feature and we chat to an executive and try and get to know them a little bit better outside of their working environment. Today's executive is someone you might all be familiar with. He's the CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, Wayne Duvenager, and he joins me on the line now to get a bit of an idea of what he does when he's not at Outa. Good evening, Wayne. Lovely to speak to you, as always. Thanks so much for the time. How does someone go from 20 plus years at Avis to Outa? Take me through that journey.
Yeah, it was quite an interesting one. I'd been in that role as the chief executive for 5 years. We'd done some exciting stuff, and I guess, you know, when you've been in a role for some time, you're looking for opportunities. But I wasn't really looking. The whole ETOL saga just started unfolding, and I'd written an article about what an inefficient farce this whole plan was, and it became a headline news. And I think for the first time, business was speaking out against the scheme. At that stage, it was all Cassatu and the DA. It was a political football. It sucked me into the debate and the discussion. But really, we got our industry body did a lot of research on what was actually going on, and we had to take a stand. We had to make a decision: are we going to challenge this or not? And we convinced the industry to do so, and that needed full time attention. And I guess the timing was right. I had an exit plan with my employers at the time, then, and decided to go down this road, which I thought would take a year or two for government to come to their senses on what was really a ridiculous plan. And it ended up becoming a 12-year career in civil activism. Certainly not something I'd planned for, but it evolved into that. Yeah.
Wayne, did you plan for Whispering Pines? Because that was a surprise as well.
Yeah. So what happened was we took a drive out, and this little farm was going up for sale in Magaliesburg. And my wife and I had always had a plan to sort of develop a little country lodge. And it was in between one of my parts of a time at Avis. And we thought, let's go and do this, take a step out of the corporate life and develop a little country lodge. So we did that, at 4-star, 14 rooms, and had some fun doing that for a while. And then I was asked to come back into the corporate world. And that's what happened. That was around about 2001, 2002.
What was the most rewarding thing about Whispering Pines, about being out of the corporate space and kind of being your own boss has its challenges, but what was the most rewarding thing about running that lodge?
You know, it was just seeing people appreciate finding a spot that was really off the beaten track. So it was a real stress-free zone. We designed it around people wanting to just connect with nature and have absolute solitude and good dining. And that's really what it was. So it was so nice to see people, same type of person I was in my stressed out corporate life, coming through the gates, entering into space, and within a few hours, absolutely, totally relaxed and unwinding and disconnecting with the rat race. It was really good to see how people connected with their souls, I think.
Wayne, how do you unwind now? I mean, understanding that you have a lot to do with Outa, you're still involved very clearly in the activism work that you do. How do you unwind?
Sure, it's difficult. Corruption never sleeps. You're constantly, even on the weekends, having to deal with the inquiries and stuff. But look, I do. I mean, I'm a family man, so relax quite a bit. I recently built a hot house and a little greenhouse, and so now I'm starting to learn the art of growing my our own vegetables, and so that's a nice pastime. It's keeping me busy, and I built it with a helper, and we just got stuck in and planned it and had some fun. So that's one thing that keeps me busy on some weekends. I dine and then try and travel a little bit, but not too much internationally now, more locally.
What's the favorite place you've traveled to?
Favorite place I've traveled to with my wife, we enjoyed the Loire Valley in France. I think it was a really a great trip to learn about a lot of the history of those periods and times in France when the bourgeoisie were having to, I don't know, find their way in developing the economies then. But yeah, I love France. It's a beautiful country.
Wayne, you started out at Avis in 1985, so four decades ago almost. What are you looking forward to the most about retirement? Are you even planning to retire anytime soon?
Never plan to retire.
You tried it, it didn't work.
Yeah, it wasn't really retirement. I think you're always going to keep yourself busy and never get into that mindset. And if you enjoy what you're doing, then it's great. So long as you're having fun and moving forward. So it was a long time ago, but it seemed like yesterday. You know, it was a great journey that I learned all my business skills and I think ethics at Avis. It was a good organization.
What does fun look like now, Wayne? I imagine, as you said, growing your own vegetables is one of the things that you enjoy doing, but what does fun look like on a weekend?
Fun is a good game of golf when I'm having a good game, and relaxing and entertaining with friends, getting out and about. It's really being local. It's not going too far. I cycle quite a bit as well with a group of mates. So yeah, it's a combination of cycling, golf, chilling, eating, having some fun with friends.
When it comes to eating, what would you say is the worst meal you've had, and what would you say is the best you've had?
The worst was a sheep's head that I had on in the Free State Big Dam. Karip, yeah. We spent a weekend down there and tried a sheep's head. It was bad. Well, I guess it's a delicacy for some, but I didn't enjoy it at all. That was the worst. The best is we enjoy Greek food, eh? Love Greek food.
I imagine the sheep head is probably an acquired taste that would take a lot to get used to. When you think about just your career and you reflect on the four decades that have been, what would you say has been the most valuable lesson you've carried through?
Well, sorry, I just lost you for a second. In my career,
yeah,
most valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in leadership. It comes down to accountability, and it's one of the things we struggle with as a country, and certainly the public sector. One thing I did learn is that you can speak up, and you should listen to people that are within the organization. You never must think that you fill a leadership role that you can't take advice and learn from people within the organization. And we had a very learning culture from that point of view. But when it comes to people that have crossed the line, out of line, and have done wrong to the organization, you follow the policies and have fear in dealing with holding people to account. It's very, very necessary to have no fear in that space. So those are the two main factors. Be a learning organization, learn from others all the time. Put the mechanisms in place in an organization so you can have these engagements and take in the learnings from the youth, because it is the youth that see things very differently to those who work their way up into leadership organizations. And that way you evolve.
Always be willing to learn and always be willing to have a little bit of fun along the way. I think we'll leave it at that, Wayne. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's been lovely getting to know you outside of the working environment. That's Wayne Duivenaga, the CEO of Outer, joining us this week, not for Outer, but for our Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.